11 years older than that. And I wasn't running with them. I ran with a different set. Noah was a baby, and he was 71 when he died, and he, the 25th this month, he'd be dead 7 years. Mm-hmm. And he was a baby and a spoiled one at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to ask you, above the...
But she coded, that's what she said, the pilot was that courting room. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether they had a bed in there or not, I can't say. But they had it all fixed up with kind of nice furniture, real fine furniture.
Okay. What did you call the, if you had any room that, over the second floor, between the second, the ceiling of the second floor and the roof?
What you mean, the attic?
Is that what you would
That's what we always called it in Oxford, the attic. It is full of antique things that those like people before us had there. We called it the attic. In my house, in Mama's house, we called the attic. We had two rooms up there. And from Mama's two-story house up here up in Taylor on the hill over there. Taylor was named after the people that owned that home. And they were there was two rooms up there that we used for study. And a library, like, had windows in it, and the rest of it was an attic. And there, in one room, which we had, as you call them, which was a parlor, we didn't call that parlor, I don't know what we call that room, I've forgotten, but anyway, we used to be scared as children. We would crawl out of that room that had all those books in it, was our study, and we'd crawl upon that, those sills. And I mean, they were kind of like seals. We went across the top there. And we go there, and there were two closets that had been walled up in the room that was a parlor down there. You could see them up in the attic. You could look down and see the two closets, but you couldn't didn't know they were there. And they were log rooms. And they'd been covered over, and you didn't know those log rooms. I didn't know those log rooms till the house was burning. When it burned, I saw those big logs that had been inside and outside. And it burned when my youngest son was a baby. Caught a fire there. But anyway, we used to look down there and they'd tell us a man died in that room. And I just knew he was in one of those closets.
Real? That's scary, huh? how did you keep the light up from the windows? Did you have
the shades?
Would you describe them? What
we had shades you pull up and down.
Mm-hmm. And
and sometimes they had blinds on the outside that shut.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And you could buckle them, lock them over the windows.
They were always on the outside. Were they ever inside, or
no? Those ones when I was new, you could lock them on the inside, raise the window, and lock them.
Mm-hmm. See, but they folded.
They folded in together and came together like that. Oh. Now I've got some blinds on there, but they're just for decorations on the outside. But these were kind that had hinges, and they would turn in this way. Thomas Jefferson's home had. Extra windows, you know, two windows. At Monticello, you call it Monticello, but in French, but it's Monticello, we said. But he had double windows. They had them there, had them in his home, and I didn't see any blinds on those. It had. Mm. Andrew Jackson's home had the winding staircase that Rachel came down, and it had the paper imported from Paris, I think.